All right, folks, EKN Trackside live here with Team USA again at NOLA Motorsports Park, standing alongside Danny Formal and Nick Neri, a couple drivers obviously looking for gold here this weekend, both with time before at the Rotax World Finals. Let's start with Danny Formal. Daniel, what are you feeling here right now? What are the thoughts? Kart raffle day, everybody's kind of chilled out, not a lot of excitement yet, but a big weekend coming in store. What are your feelings coming in?
Oh, I'm super excited. Two weeks ago, we had the Pan Am here. Speed was incredible. I haven't had that much speed in a long time. They changed the track a little bit. They took apart a couple parts of where I was really fast. It doesn't really bother me that much. Going back to the chassis that I love to drive, the Serie G really fits my style. So I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully we got a good motor. Each Rotax is different.
It's a raffle, that's right.
So, hopefully we could get a couple good sessions in and practice and figure everything out for the qualifying and race. Hopefully bring some medals back to the U.S.
Did you have a chance to look at the racetrack? Have you walked it yet just to fill everybody in? They did grind down a couple of the areas that were really hard in the carts, plus had the carts being really upset, a couple of the curbing areas. Have you looked at it, and how do you think that's going to affect maybe where you can pass? Has it changed the opportunities to make an overtaking maneuver?
Definitely. Before, you had a kind of break at the end of the straightaway. You slow down a little bit. Some other people would take it faster, so you could pass from the chicane at the end of the straightaway to the right-hander before the straightaway. Now I think it's physically impossible to do that, only if you have a very slow driver. I definitely think the track opportunities to pass got way smaller. I think from having 9 to 10 places to pass, maybe down to 6, 7 places you could pass. But, I did walk the track, and it's going to be way faster. I think maybe a couple seconds faster than before. But whatever, we can't, that's how it is, and that's how we have to figure everything out, and hopefully everything goes okay.
Good luck for you this weekend.
Thank you.
Let's move over to Nick Neri. Nick, you hear what he had to say. Track's a little bit different than it was. You were very strong at Pan Am as well. Is this going to put a lot more pressure on, let's say, qualifying? You're going to have to qualify a lot better knowing that the passing opportunity is a lot less than they were when we were here just a month ago.
I think either way, here at the Grand Finals, qualifying is definitely really important, especially going into the heat races where you really need a good finish to set yourself for the pre-final and make sure you stay out of the LCQs. But I think the way the track races and everything, once we get to the finals, it'd be much similar to the Pan Am.
You know, you've been to the Grand Finals before, so you have that experience a little bit here. Is it a little different? We talked to Ashley O'Hara, and she said the same thing. Is it kind of different, the fact that you're now running at home? It's not like we're flying 10 hours somewhere. It's a hotel you don't know. It feels like it's a home race.
Oh, definitely. It's a different experience. It's not as exotic as some of the other Grand Finals have been, going to Egypt and Portugal and places like that. But all the competition's still here, and I'm really excited for the race.
Yourself, what are your expectations? Obviously, trying to get out of the box strong, but is a win in the cards, you think?
I think so. Coming in, we're really confident in how we're going to do. Definitely going for a win this weekend, but being the Grand Finals, you just got to kind of wait and see how everything plays out.
What about a strategy? Do we have one for this week? Is there something laid out, a plan laid out already, or are you just going to try to stay fluid?
Right now, nothing's laid out officially, but we have been talking a little bit, so we'll see.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Folks, Nick Neri and Danny Formal, two drivers with a big opportunity to give the United States their first ever gold medal.